Percy B. Shelley, A Tempestuous Life. Percy B. Shelley, born in Sussex in 1792, was the eldest son of a wealthy Conservative Member of Parliament, and heir to a considerable fortune. In 1810, he was expelled from Oxford University because of his radical pamphlet, The Necessity of Atheism, Challenging the Existence of God. At the age of 19, he married the 16-year-old Harriet Westbrook. They had 2 children and moved from place to place, including Ireland, where Shelley made revolutionary propaganda against Catholicism and English rule. In that period, the idealistic drive of the French Revolution had already been exhausted, followed by a nationalistic wave both in France and in other European countries. Shelley, therefore, lived in an atmosphere of conservatism which was hostile not only to any radical ideas, but even to political moderation. He rebelled against existing religions, laws, and customs. He became a republican, a vegetarian, and an advocate of free love. His contempt for conventional forms of religion was matched by an interest in the occult sciences and in scientific experiments. When Shelley and his wife came back to England, they understood their marriage was unsuccessful and separated. Shelley eloped with Mary Wollstonecraft Godwin, the daughter of the radical philosopher William Godwin. They went to Switzerland, where they met Byron. In 1817, Mary drew up her novel Frankenstein, and the poet wrote an epic revolutionary poem, The Revolt of Islam, in which he expressed his conviction that only love could deliver man from any social claims. Shelley used the Gothic symbol of the wanderer to explain his vision of history and to teach that individual violence is the product of social iniquity. In 1818, the Shelleys left England for good and went to live in Italy in voluntary exile, during which much of his best work was composed. Ode to the West Wind, written in 1819, Prometheus Unbound, a lyrical drama dealing with the theme of intellectual rebellion, the desire for spiritual liberty, and the belief that evil would be overcome by the power of love. A Defense of Poetry, an unfinished essay concerning the importance of poetry. In 1822, Shelley's intense life was cut short by an accident. While sailing near Livorno, he drowned during a storm. Shelley's grave is in the Protestant cemetery in Rome. His main themes, freedom and love. Almost all works by Shelley show his restless spirit, his refusal of social conventions, political oppression, any form of tyranny, and his fate in a better world. Less disciplined and methodical than Wordsworth or Coleridge, he remains nevertheless a poet of great conviction and powerful musicality, and the author of some of the finest lyric poetry in English literature. Shelley believed strongly in the principles of freedom and love, which he regarded as remedies for the faults and evils of society. Through love, he believed man could overcome any political, moral, and social conventions. The role of imagination. Shelley's belief in nature and the function of poetry is mainly expressed in his essay, A Defense of Poetry. It consists of an exalted defense of poetry as the expression of imagination and understood as a revolutionary creativity, seriously meant to change the reality of an increasingly material world. Shelley's reality, however, shows itself to be stronger than the ideal and desire, and his world refuses to change. The poet, therefore, is bound to suffer and isolate himself from the rest of the world, projecting himself into a better future, and hiding beneath a mask of stubborn hope. The poet's task. The poet for Shelley, as well as for Byron, is at the same time a prophet and a titan, challenging the cosmos. His task is to help mankind to reach an ideal world, where freedom, love, and beauty are delivered from their enemies, such as tyranny, destruction, and alienation. Nature. The nature Shelley describes is not the real world of Wordsworth's poems, but a beautiful veil that hides the eternal truth of the divine spirit. His approach to nature is also instrumental, since it provides him with images, such as the wind, the clouds, and symbols for the creation of his cosmic schemes. Finally, Nature represents the favorite refuge from the disappointment and injustice of the ordinary world, and interlocutor of his melancholy dreams and of his hopes for a better future. His style. Shelley's verse covers a wide